What a night! What a night! The Orlando Magic will pick first in the 2022 NBA Draft. So much to say, so much to do, so much to talk about, so much to get into. We have a month on the clock, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. What a night. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is May 18th, 2022. My name is Philip Ross Reich. I'm the host and site expert over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, the Orlando Magic have the top pick in the NBA draft. They've won the lottery. They've won it twice by getting in the top four first. That would have been enough. Getting the number one overall pick. It is a bright new day for the Orlando Magic. We'll talk about why this is so special for this Orlando Magic team. And what it, what it means for this franchise and this fan base going forward. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. But first, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. I was at the Orlando Magic's official watch party. It was hosted by the Sixth Man Show, our good friends at the Sixth Man Show. I was at the party watching the NBA draft lottery with a ton of friends. If you watch the Locked On NBA Podcast Network's live lottery show, I joined from outside. I apologize. It was so loud. I thought I ended up somewhere pretty quiet. I was so great to meet and see a lot of you in person. Truly appreciate everyone coming up and telling me how much they enjoy the show, how much they listen to it. So if you haven't made Locked On Magic part of your day every day, know that you will be joining a group of diehard Magic fans that hopefully gained some knowledge or gained some information from our show here. You can download us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Locked On and the team you're looking for. Thank you again to everyone for coming up and saying hi at the draft party. Thank you again to everyone for listening. And of course, I'm truly grateful for all of you more than anything else. And nights like Tuesday night are why we do this, why I do this. It's I'm not here for my own glory. I'm a big Magic fan, just like the rest of you. And so I was really happy. I put my journalist hat on a lot. I put my reporter hat on a lot, going to games, covering games. And that perspective is really, really important, but it was also really nice. You can probably tell my voice is a little bit hoarse still, just from having to shout so much, but, It was a really, really special night down at Harry Buffalo here in downtown Orlando. So again, I want to thank the crew at the Sixth Man Show for putting together such a great draft party, for bringing Magic fans together and giving us a place to really celebrate. Because there was a lot of pressure and a lot of tension on this NBA draft lottery for the Orlando Magic, and I think we all kind of sat here. We look at how this team is coming together. We look at where this team is at developmentally. And we understood how important this is. The Magic don't want to be back in this spot anymore. This is not a multi-year tanking job. The Magic had their first, tank year last season when they decided to cut bait and restart their franchise in a certain way. This Magic team wants to take steps forward. They want to advance. They want to move the ball down the field, so to speak. And they want to take a huge step forward. They want to be a team that is making their way up the ladder. And in order to do that, you do need to get the top end talent. You do need to get the top guys. You need star players. And again, they can be found anywhere in the draft. That's a point I will continue to make. The Magic will be drafting again in the future, and they will have the opportunity to find guys that they like. But as Jeff Weltman said after the lottery ended, sometimes you need breaks to go your way. The way the system is set up, the Magic have not caught a lot of breaks. They have not been rewarded for their bad seasons. It's been 8 years since the Magic last won a pick that was determined by the lottery. And considering the Magic have been a lottery team for 8 of the past 10 seasons, that is a long time to go without the reward. Now, granted, there were a lot of players the Magic missed on that would have turned things around much faster. There were a lot of opportunities the Magic decided not to take that would have taken this team forward and moved them forward. But this draft in this moment felt like it had all that pressure. It felt like it had that importance of this team is a nice young team that's missing the player to kind of tie them all together, is missing that top end guy to kind of push them over the top or push them, you know, in the right direction with more momentum, with more positive momentum. And again, this is not considered a particularly strong draft. You know, there is no generational surefire star. We're not talking about a LeBron. We're not talking about a Cade, maybe not a Cade, but we're not talking about a Luka or anyone else. We're not even talking maybe about Victor Wembanyama next year, but we're still looking at a player that's going to change the face of the Orlando Magic. We're looking at a player that the Magic will be able to build around and will be able to make a key part of this group moving forward. Right now, it doesn't matter who the Magic pick. It doesn't matter who they ultimately end up with. This today, and we'll get into that more tomorrow probably. We'll start talking about in a little bit more seriousness and more detail about who the Magic have on the table. I already see fans, you know, every fan has an opinion. I talked to so many fans, had so many of these debates already about who the Magic should take with that top pick. It's a debate that I've had internally. I've done a lot of these exercises. I know where I come down right now, but that could change very, very easily. And I think it very well could, you know, fluctuate over the next month. Today is not about Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, or Chet Holmgren, or whoever else the Magic are considering taking. They're going to cast a wide net. Tonight is about releasing the pent-up frustration of a decade, of 10 years of being irrelevant, of missing out on opportunities, on hoping for opportunities that never come. This is about the franchise finally feeling like it has taken that step forward. And it sucks, and it shouldn't rely on luck. It shouldn't rely on this chance, on this opportunity, on this random bounce of a ping pong ball. But that's the reality of the league. This is a star-driven league. And as much as stars can be found anywhere, getting the first pick, getting an opportunity to draft this high, to have the whole world in front of you, that is everything. And there's two perspectives that we need to talk about this from. The first perspective is from the fans' perspective, what it means for the fans, what it meant to be in that room at Harry Buffalo and to feel that tension, that frustration of the last decade released, and really to feel hope bounce back into play for this Magic franchise. And the second part is from the perspective of the front office and how, for the first time in what really feels like a decade, certainly perhaps 8 years, the Magic feel like they are in control of their own destiny. Nothing is standing in their way for making the team they want to make. And that's really what encapsulates what this NBA draft lottery represents. It represents hope for a fan base that, you know, had it a sugar high, as Jeff Weltman has called it, making the playoffs, but has really struggled to come out of the Dwight Howard trade a decade ago in August. It's amazing. It's been a decade since that trade. And for the front office, it's about now, finally, they get to make the team that they envision. No strings attached, no hope of things breaking the right way. They've already done that. Now they get to make the team that they want to make. And that part is really, really, really exciting. We're going to dive into all that. As you can still see, I'm recording this at about almost 1 a.m. here on the East Coast. Still buzzing over what was an incredible night. We'll still be buzzing for the rest of the week, I'm sure, as the Orlando Magic have won the first overall pick in the 2022 NBA draft. We'll talk about those key perspectives coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Athletic Greens. This is a product that I have started taking every single day or as many times as I can remember. It's the best. It's such an important product in keeping you mentally strong and keeping your body strong and just kind of giving you the little boost that you need throughout the day. So what is Athletic Greens? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things you want to support. I am trying to spend this year really focusing on myself, especially now that the season's over. I have a little bit more time for me. I'm trying to get on my bike a little bit more. I'm trying to take care of myself a little bit more. And that's why Athletic Greens has become an important part of how I start my day to make sure I start my day off right. Healthy Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, or none of those things. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It supports better sleep quality and recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him $100 per day. He created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NBA network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We want to thank you for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. I know immediately after you're done with this, you're going to turn to the Locked On NBA Big Board. Host Raphael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter is joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Leif Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into the NBA draft, mock draft, player rankings, and of course, big boards. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. So, like I said, I was over at the Orlando at the six man shows watch party at Harry Buffalo in downtown Orlando. The Orlando Magic kind of tagged along on that, making it the official watch party. It was a packed house inside the bar. So, congratulations to our friends at the six man show for putting on such a great party. I actually appeared on their show after the NBA draft lottery as well. Just putting together such a great party, getting Magic fans together, and you know, it's us Magic fans, we can be a self-deprecating bunch. We know that this franchise, for as much luck as they have had in the past, have really kind of bit themselves in the ass plenty of times too, and have really made some boneheaded decisions that really didn't take advantage of some of the luck that they've had. There's been some groundbreaking things the Magic have done. I think you got to give John Gabriel credit for being one of the first general managers to understand how to manipulate cap space really well. But yeah, they've made a ton of mistakes, and it's been a dark decade for the Orlando Magic. And you could feel all of that as the lottery was playing out, as the NBA draft lottery was being revealed on ESPN over the course of that 15-20 minutes that it takes to actually reveal the results. I always find it funny because A, it's something that no one can control, and B, that the lottery had actually taken place maybe 30 minutes before all that. We do now know the number combination the Magic had to win the NBA draft lottery. It was 14-1, 13-6. And that one popped up. That's when you knew the Magic had, that's when I'm sure Joel Glass, the Magic's director of communications, who was our executive vice president of communications, I forget what his exact title is, that's probably when he and everyone else in that room knew it was either going to be Orlando or Houston winning the NBA draft lottery. And when that 13 popped up, it was still anyone's game. When the 6 popped up as the second number in that sequence, the final number drawn, that's when the Magic actually won the NBA draft lottery. So again, it was 1-6-13-14 that won the NBA draft lottery. But But the way it's done on TV is done to maximize the tension. And you could feel that tension build as Magic fans kind of counted off the teams that they needed to count off to be in the top four. When Sacramento's name came up, there was a little bit of nervousness inside Harry Buffalo, inside that bar, as they hoped that no one else would jump into the top four. As six came up as Indiana, cheers, some sighs of relief. As fifth came up as Detroit, everyone knew the Magic would have a top four pick, and everyone kind of went to that commercial break relieved. Look, the Magic have not won a pick determined by the lottery since Victor Oladipo in 2013. Nine years ago now. The Magic have not improved their draft position since winning the NBA draft lottery in 1993. When they selected Chris Webber and traded him to the Orlando Magic for Penny Hardaway. Magic fans have been conditioned when it comes to the lottery that they're either going to be extremely lucky or not lucky at all. And to some extent, everyone was just happy to be in that top four, to have the opportunity to take a player of the highest caliber in this draft. You know, as I've done my draft analysis and draft breakdowns, I really identified four players that I felt had real star potential this kind of off the bat. And you know, while I've said I'm very comfortable with seven, there's really four that I felt very, very comfortable with and felt would fill the needs that this Magic team has. So again, just to be in the top four, that was enough. And that's what I was telling people around me. But as they began to unveil the final four, as they began to unveil the rest of the draft lottery, the Sacramento Kings name came up. Excitement, jubilation. Okay, we got the top three. As Houston's name came up, it was just like, oh my God, this is really going to happen. And as I told someone after the fact, once you're in the top two, you better get number one. And when Oklahoma City's name came out for the second pick, just pandemonium for Orlando Magic fans. Finally, something good had come their way. This is about hope. More than anything else, this is about hope. This season was about hope. The Magic were never selling wins this year. The Magic said it very explicitly that they were not judging their season based on their win-loss record. They very intentionally, on all of their social media, talked about the vibe of this team, how together they were, as Jamal Mosley put it throughout the course of the season, how much they fought and worked together, how they stuck with each other even through all the losses, even knowing they were not competing for something, that they were focused on that bigger picture, on that long-term idea. The season was about hope. The season was about saying, look at the beginnings of what we have. Yes, it's not perfect. Yes, it needs some seasoning. Yes, it needs some improvement. But look at what we're starting to build here. Look at what we are beginning to grow. Whether it was Franz Wagner having his breakout, Wendell Carter having a career season, Cole Anthony's kind of bravado and swagger, Mo Bamba turning into his best season, the promise that still is Jalen Suggs, even through his struggles in his rookie year. There was a lot of promise and a lot of hope sold over the course of this last season. But it all still came down to this draft pick. Because the ultimate hope you can sell is a high draft pick, is a number one pick, is the promise of we have the best player, or what we deem the best player in this draft. And the history of number one picks is not littered with many busts. The Magic are going to get a player. Let's make that clear. The Magic, unless they really flub it up, and again, Kwame Brown had a 10-year career. Andre Bargnani had a 10-year career. Those guys may not have been star players, and I think the players in this year's draft are better than those guys. But very rarely does a number one pick just completely flame out. Greg Oden's probably the only example, and that was injuries. That was not because Greg Oden was a bad basketball player or not an NBA player. Even on his injuries, Oden was an NBA player in a lot of ways. The Magic have guaranteed themselves a player. And they've guaranteed themselves hope. They've guaranteed that they will add someone of high quality to this roster. That they have added someone that will make this team better. that will make this team grow and develop and take that next step, whatever that next step is, whether it is making the play-in tournament next year. We saw what Evan Mobley did for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Or it's just simply helping this team win a little bit more and learn how to win a little bit more and continue to grow with this group. The Magic, Jeff Weltman said after the lottery, you know, the rest of the league is taking notice of what the Magic are building. And maybe that's just GM talk. But now you have the number one pick. Now you have a player that will have some cachet. I mean, freaking Paolo Banchero has already been featured in NBA 2K. Don't tell me that no one's going to sit up and notice this team right now. Don't tell me that this team isn't going to have a little bit more attention on them. That people are going to be looking at them and saying, oh, there is something here. At the end of the day, the draft is just selling hope. You know, you don't know how the player will actually react to playing in the NBA. You don't know anything about them until they hit the floor. But the Magic could put the Magic have been gifted here an opportunity to make good on all that hope. It's no longer theoretical. It's no longer saying, oh, we got a lot of nice young players, but this season's going to be bad because we need to add another high draft pick. That's selling hope. This is now believing in hope. And yes, it took luck. It took the ping pong ball bouncing the right way. It took, you know, a rough year. But now the Magic has something to grow on. And that's why the rest is now in Jeff Weltman's court. The rest is now with Jeff Weltman to make the right decision. And that's really where the rest of the work lies as the Magic prepare for the NBA draft now. We'll get into that and what that means coming up here in just a moment. But first, it's time to celebrate. And the best way to celebrate, of course, is with cake. But we don't want the calories that come with a birthday cake or any type of cake. We all love that feeling of biting into something with that delightfully airy frosting that is just full of sugar and is bad for you. So that's why you need to get in on Built Bar and their new flavor, Birthday Cake Puffs. I just received my birthday cake puffs. I've never had anything like it before. They're available right now, and we can't promise that they will be there tomorrow, so go get them today at built.com. If you haven't tried the puffs, they're like these protein-infused marshmallows. They're delicious. They give you that light, airy taste like you would get from a regular marshmallow, but they're full of protein. They're actually really, really good for you. So make every day your birthday with Built's birthday cake puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake and robed it in 100% white chocolate and added sprinkles for good measure. With 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, only 9 grams of sugar, this limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety in your day. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. And they're made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. So go to Built.com to get birthday cake puffs today. Use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for more than 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How'd You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So obviously now, you know, the task lies ahead for Jeff Weltman. Magic's president of basketball operations and his basketball operations team all up in Chicago right now for the NBA Draft Combine. They have a big task ahead. They have to get this pick right. They have to pick the right player. And it's, you know, maybe not necessarily picking the best player, although that will always be something if there's an all-star that is missed on here somewhere or a superstar that's missed on here somewhere. But they have to do their research and get this pick right. And Jeff Weltman promised after the lottery that they will cast a wide net. They will look at all the prospects. They are not locking into one guy at this early, at this stage of their process. They're going to bring everybody in. They're hoping to bring all the top guys to Orlando. They obviously have the 32nd and 35th pick to worry about as well. They're going to take their time, and they're going to make sure that they find the right person as well as the right fit on the court for this team. And that's really kind of what I was thinking about all day, even before we knew that the Magic would have the first overall pick. What getting the first pick means for this Magic team, and especially for this front office, is that for the first time, really in a long time, the Magic can control their destiny. We've been in a rebuild. We've been in rebuild mode here in Orlando for 10 years, ever since Dwight Howard left and Rob Hennigan sold the front office on, instead of trading Dwight Howard for an established player, which again, the only established player without the corner that Dwight Howard backed them into was Andrew Bynum. So who knows? Instead of trading Dwight Howard for an established player, let's tear it all down, clear out all the cap room, do the Oklahoma City model, play for two drafts. We're going to spin that wheel twice and move on from there. Yeah, that Oklahoma City plan works great when you get the second and the third pick in the draft. Doesn't work so great when you pick second and fourth, or you pick second in a bad draft and fourth in a three-player draft. Throughout this rebuild, Orlando has constantly been one pick away from the player that would change their franchises. Plenty of fans will always note and then claim that the Magic didn't tank correctly. Didn't tank correctly for the pick. That's the wrong lesson. The Magic, it wasn't that the Magic never tanked correctly. It was they were always out of their control. Their ability to advance, their ability to take that next step was always out of their grasp, out of their control. Throughout this rebuild, and you look at successful rebuilds, they find players, obviously, that take them to that next level. But consistently and continually, either the Magic picked the wrong player with the picks they were given, or they angled themselves to get a high lottery pick in a specific draft, and luck did not smile in their favor. Sure, maybe with Victor Oladipo and that second pick that they had in 2013, they should have stuck with that. And that should have been the guy that they really built around and emphasized. And if that were the case, they probably never would have taken Aaron Gordon. And they certainly wouldn't have taken Elfrid Payton. The approach of let's just collect talent, let's just grab the best player available that we can with whatever pick we have and try and figure things out from there, that's not a workable strategy. It frankly never worked for the Philadelphia 76ers, and they wasted draft picks that they're paying for now with Joel Embiid searching for a partner, for a running partner. He looked pretty good with Jason Tatum if the Sixers had just stuck with the third pick instead of coveting Markelle Fultz, as good as Markelle Fultz is, or if they didn't take Jahlil Okafor with the second pick a year after taking Joel Embiid. At the end of the day, you still got to form a cogent team, but you got to have a vision for that team. And sometimes a player that fits that vision is beyond your reach through no power of your own, because you're relying on what teams ahead of you do. The Magic, to some extent, felt that way last year on this night. When they had the third worst record in the league, they had the best odds to win the lottery, and they were the lone team, like the Detroit Pistons today, the lone team to fall out of that top four and pick fifth. Remember how everyone felt when the Magic lost the lottery last year, when the Magic had the fifth pick, and we felt like the Magic were drafting fifth in a four-player draft. And remember how excited and elated everyone was when Jalen Suggs fell to them, when luck smiled on them to get a player that we all thought would be transformational for this team, and perhaps maybe still will. The Magic had none of that this time around. As much as Toronto Raptors fans seem to hate the Magic for some reason for taking Jalen Suggs, the Raptors controlled their destiny. They got the player they wanted in Scottie Barnes. The Magic, maybe at 8, got the player they really wanted in Franz Wagner. And maybe that's, you know, again, where the Magic controlled their own destiny. They had the 8th pick, a bonus pick in that draft, and took Franz Wagner, I think, a lot earlier than a lot of people anticipated. And obviously that worked out really well, at least through 1 year. The Magic now have control of their destiny. For the first time in a decade, it really feels like the Magic have control of their destiny. And that, to any general manager, to any league executive, is the most promising thing. Jeff Weltman has done a really good job, you know, after deciding to cut bait on the Magic's playoff teams in 2019 and 2020. When he made that decision to cut bait on that roster and start to move this franchise over, he hit the reset button masterfully. The Magic are one of the few teams with cap room this offseason if they want to spend it. They have a bevy of young players, all of whom look like they can play. And now they have the top overall pick. Jeff Weltman can literally craft this team how he wants. That will, of course, mean some tough decisions. Maybe some of the players the Magic currently have no longer fit. Maybe there is a vision. And right now the Magic have to craft this team in that vision. But what's beautiful about having the first pick, what's beautiful about having a pick this high, is the Magic can literally do anything. They're the ones in complete control. They're the ones that get to decide how this all plays out. They're the ones that truly get to craft the team. They're not stuck with what someone else gives them. They get to pick. That, of course, was determined by luck. By pure luck. By pure random happenstance. The Magic got gifted this opportunity. It's an opportunity that every GM in the league dies for, even in a draft like this one, even in a draft that is not considered a strong one. The Magic can literally craft and shape this team how they want. It doesn't matter who they pick. In fact, who they pick probably has to fit that vision more than finding a consensus number one guy, because in this draft, there is no consensus number one guy. But the Magic can truly shape it how they want. Jeff Weltman can shape this team how he wants. And anything is truly possible. And that part's exciting. You know, Jeff Weltman has said it time and time again when no one else would believe it. But tonight it might actually be true. There may not be a more exciting time to be a Magic fan. There may not be a more interesting and invigorating moment than this one to be a Magic fan, to see what this team will become, to see how they bring it all together, and to see what direction Weltman will shape this team. Look, Tuesday night was a good night. All that frustration, all the hope, all the optimism is finally paying off. The Magic are finally getting their chance to build something really special. And we'll just have to wait and see what they do with it. But the future is really, really, really in their hands again. And it's really exciting. I want to thank you again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast and Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast enable listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMB. And of course, the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow us there on Twitter at @OMagicDaily. I want to thank you for making Locked On Magic your first listen every day. Now go listen to the Locked On NBA podcast, from the first jump ball of the play-in tournament to the last possession of the finals. Locked On experts take you deep inside the playoffs with insight and analysis affecting all 30 teams. You can also check out a replay of the live NBA Draft Lottery show that the Locked On NBA Podcast Network did. That'll be on their YouTube page at Locked On NBA Network, I want to say. I'll double check that. I'll provide a link as well on my Twitter page at @PhilipR_MD. You can see my guest appearance on that show as well. I also want to once again thank our friends at the Sixth Man Show for putting on a fantastic NBA Draft Lottery watch party. It was so much, it was such great energy in the building. Saw so many people, met so many people. I apologize if I did not get all of your names. I appreciate everyone who came up to me and said hi, and just, you know, showed some love to our show. Truly appreciate everyone. Magic fans are truly the best. I love all of you guys. You know, enjoy this night. It was a really, really enjoyable night. The work to figure out who that number one pick is going to be, and to bring them into the fold and catch them up to speed and start winning that championship by 2030. The goal, the dream is still alive. We still got seven more seasons to make Alex Martin's profit. Maybe we want to do that. Maybe we don't. I don't know. Truly great. It was a great night for Magic fans and a great night to be together and really enjoy that moment. It was so much fun and so cool to do. So appreciate all the Magic fans who were there, both in spirit and in person, at Harry Buffalo in downtown Orlando. It was a great event. Again, thanks to the Sixth Man Show for setting all that up. We'll be back again tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Magic. Until then, the party continues. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Phil Frost and Mike. We'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.